correct myself, and I don't mind. If I misstate something that you want to correct me on, that's fine. We operate in an area of honest journalism here. George Floyd was not sending a bad check. He had apparently a counterfeit 20. That, according to the police of Minneapolis, he used a counterfeit bill. Probably still not caused to have a knee on his neck for upwards of 10 minutes before he became unresponsive. Probably not a good idea. Just saying, and it seems unusual to me because he was telling them, I don't want to die. I feel like I'm going to die. Now, the police probably hear things like that all the time by people that are trying to worm their way out of custody. But in this case, it turned out to be true. Also listening to Bernard Carrick and other professionals in law enforcement say that there was nothing by the book with a knee on the neck for that long. Nothing by the book at all. So here we go. Shifting gears. The most important statistic you're going to hear today, and something I've been telling you about for weeks and weeks now, and Forbes magazine putting this into a major study and a major article, headline, 43% of U.S. deaths from COVID-19 are from 0.6% of the population. That's because they come from nursing homes. 0.6% of the population, 2.1 million people, live in nursing homes in the United States. And right now, and believe this, this is an understatement of the problem. 43% of the people that have died in nursing homes. That number is actually going to be far higher. When the numbers are finally in, it will be well over half. And in some states, it'll be three quarters. In fact, some states like New York, New Jersey, and Michigan ordered COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes, despite the science, despite the fact that people know even a common cold circulating in a nursing home can be a death sentence to those that live there. It's unbelievable. But the Foundation for Research on Equal Opportunity, as of May the 22nd, in the 39 states that currently report such figures, they have found that 43% of all COVID-19 deaths have taken place in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and long-term care facilities. Let that sink in. Let that sink in, that 43% of those that we know were in nursing homes were the ones that died from COVID-19 from the coronavirus pandemic here in the United States. The same, by the way, was true in Italy and Spain. But somehow in all the science, that was missed. When the governor, we're following science. We're all in this together. No, not exactly. Because some of us are in nursing homes and much more vulnerable to the policies of politicians. So while we are destroying businesses and livelihoods and careers and lives all across this country, what we really need to be doing is protecting long-term care facilities. I've been saying it for weeks. The reason I've been saying it is quite simply because it's true. You and I most likely have no threat whatsoever from COVID-19. I don't. My family doesn't. I see kids wearing masks, and I'm like, are you serious right now? 43% of all deaths, according to this study, from nursing homes. But it's worse. It's worse. It's an undercount because states like New York exclude from their nursing home death tallies those that actually die in the hospital. Even though they become infected at the nursing home, when they're sent to the hospital, they're no longer counted as a nursing home patient that died from COVID-19, although they should be. They should be counted because they were infected at the nursing home that Andrew Cuomo, the governor there, ordered happen. He ordered COVID-19 patients that were positive back into nursing homes, said they could not deny entry. But the numbers are worse. Let me give you some examples. It's 70%. In the state of Ohio, 70% of the deaths from COVID-19 in Ohio, nursing homes. 69% in Pennsylvania. Just let that sit for a moment. Because what it means is very few people in the general public are susceptible to this illness at all. It's wicked to the infirm. It's wicked to those that can't defend themselves. It's wicked to those in poor and failing health in long-term care facilities. But to the general population of the United States or people of the world, it's not. But I'll tell you what is. Poverty is a threat to the people of the general population. Unemployment, which leads to alcoholism and drug abuse, spousal abuse, child abuse, and, of course, suicide. That's a threat. In Minnesota, 81% of all COVID-19 deaths are nursing home related. The region from the eastern seaboard from Virginia to New Hampshire has been especially hard hit. Same in Michigan. Last week, we learned that half of all Michigan deaths came from just three counties' nursing homes in the Detroit area. Just the nursing homes in Oakland, Wayne, and Macomb counties, just the nursing homes in those counties accounted for nearly half of all deaths in Michigan. And I said then, and I'll say again, I believe that when you count up nursing homes in other parts of the state, you'll find that it's three quarters, maybe higher. Minnesota's at 81%. 81%, 4 out of 5. In Massachusetts and Connecticut, deaths for 10,000 nursing home and assisted living residents, 703 and 827 respectively. In New Jersey, nearly 10% of all long-term care facility residents have died. 954 from 10,000 have died from coronavirus. It's astounding. And it didn't have to happen, and here's why. We know that the common cold, coronaviruses have been known for decades to have case fatality rates as high as 8%. The common cold have 8% mortality rates in nursing homes. That's the actual science. And for Cuomo and Whitmer and Murphy to order people that were positive with COVID-19 into nursing homes was a death sentence for the people that lived there. Tens of thousands of them. Consider that for a moment. 25 after, you're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Harvey Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.